smart comedy, you know? It's a lot of what these days, like, movies lack when they do, when they try to do comedy. They do, they approach it in the wrong way with stupidity and things that just aren't connecting with the jokes that they make. That's why I like listening to you a lot, because you make it very intellectual and also funny at the same time.
Well, I notice if you really think about anything, it becomes really hilarious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, think about your day. You get up and you're like, oh, mate, it's nice, you know. And you're like, oh, it's a beautiful day. There's only one... Oh, fuck, there's a chemtrail. And then you...
And there goes reality.
And you kind of think, oh, no. Oh, well. I guess I'll just have a shave with mass-produced razors that keep breaking down that I'll eventually have to replace. And I'll do it with some shaving cream that's got some chemicals in it that'll make my skin hard and crusty and give me psoriasis. And I'll use water that's got chlorine chemicals and heavy metals and fluoride in it as I splash my face. And I'll make sure that the water's warm as well, so that the steam rising will cause a very slight, gentle chlorine gas effect. And after I finish shaving, I'll put on some alcohol-based chemical aftershave and just slap that on there. That's really nice. And then I'll crop duster myself with a can of spray deodorant or something that you can kill cockroaches with. And then I'm going to cruise into the kitchen and make myself a piece of toast that's got bleached white bread in it. And I think I might also have a little bit of a fake margarine that doesn't decompose at all and manifest as cancer in the bowel. And what else am I going to have on that? I think I might have some peanut butter, some goober grape. Yeah, that'll be good, man. Some artificial sweetener in there, some MSG. Beautiful, sweet ass, mate. Crunch that down. And while you're crunching, you're feeling the really nice, sweet, soothing sensations of an overload of sugar and fat and greasiness that tastes so good, and then dehydrates your body incredibly as it processes it. And then you start to get a little bit feeling a bit dumber because you're starting to get a bit dehydrated. About maybe 10 to 20% of your cognitive function goes away. So in order to stave off your dehydration, you drink dehydrating coffee. That isn't decaffeinated, that has caffeine, that basically you're completely addicted to, and you really have to have your coffee at first in the morning anyway in order to get to do anything. And so you stir it up with some milk that doesn't have any enzymes or anything out of it because the hormones have all been burnt out through the homogenization process. And you put two teaspoons of white sugar that can burn a hole through tooth and enamel like nobody's business. And you're also making it out of some kind of a thermos cup that's got a stainless steel metal inside with the particulates that'll get into your digestive system. So you knock that back, and then you think to yourself, man, I've got to get to work. So you get dressed, you put on your nylon polyester skin contact cancer causing socks over your Indian sweatshop produced business shoes and your overpriced $2,000 suit, which is also incidentally made out of nice beautiful cotton that they got out of Egypt. Where the growers are all having real hard times right now because the international clothing cartels are forcing down the prices artificially, and they're losing their land, and some of them are committing suicide and whatnot. And then you get into your car, which is manufactured by some megadeth overseas car corporation in some slave labor manufacturing camp in China, whereas it used to be made in America. And then you turn on the key, and you get these nice, beautiful sounds coming out of the radio from some local talk radio show host who says, "Oh well, there's been a shooting, and there's another war about to be staged, and there's a new vaccine out that's going to be really really good for you, and we're not going to have to convince you because we're going to force inoculate you. We're going to go on Facebook and we're going to talk to your children, and we're going to make sure that they get convinced to come and have a vaccine of their own accord without telling your parents. And you're driving down the road and you pull in for your gas, and the gas station's like 10 cents up a liter or 20 cents up a gallon or whatever, and you start to think to yourself, man, this life really sucks. And all you've done is woken up and gone to work. You haven't even gotten to work. You haven't even gotten home. What the fuck is going on here? I could go on forever about how fucked everything is, but people don't see it. Now, is that not freaking hilarious?
It is. It really is. And it's like they have earplugs on and some kind of blindfold that they can only see what they're told to see while doing all this stuff. Absolutely clueless of what's really going on with their bodies in their everyday lives.
I think that's the agenda. If you don't know nothing about your body, who are you going to trust?
Your doctor.
Who does your doctor work for?
Monsanto.
So, you trust the people who ought not to be trusted, who have been trusted before and lied and didn't get away with it. In fact, had to admit that they were untrustworthy and lying, scumbaggery, cancer-causing, deformed pieces of nihilistic, satanic trash. But you still go back and trust him. God, maybe he's changed. You know? It reminds me of what Bill Hicks said about Charles Manson. He was up in trial at court, and the courtroom is filled with women trying to meet him and with marriage proposals and wanting to date him. And he goes, well, he killed 100 people. Oh, he's reformed. I can change.